Welcome, NerdWatch listeners, once again to a very special episode of the NerdWatch podcast. As you most of you know, the NerdWatch was at Amazing Hawaii Comic Con 2017. Of course, that involved my compatriot here with me, Todd, and of course, Alika, and in spirit, Cynthia Isaac, and of course, Format, and Gannon.
Yeah, yeah.
We got a chance to talk to terrific people like Casey Morimoto. We talked to
Horimoto.
Jeez, I'm horrible at this. Sorry, Casey Horimoto.
Was
thank
Lindsay
you very much.
There?
hilarious. But we got to talk to. We got to also talk to
William Shatner.
We did not get to talk to William Shatner.
Jason David Frank.
No, I did get to talk to DJ Cavicane. I got to talk to Chad Harden. Those interviews are all going to be right here.
Todd Bernardi.
I did get to speak to Todd Bernardi. And I also got to speak to some of the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance guys as
Gross.
Well. And I got to speak to some great artists, guys like CV Illustrations and guys from X-Ray Vision as well. And one of my favorite interviews, of course, Stacy Hayashi from Journey of Heroes. So there's a lot of that stuff. That's going to be on these, I guess, 10 or 12 interviews. I can't remember how many, but I just want to let you guys know the very special episode. Yeah, I know there's a lot more than that. It's a lot more than that. So please sit back, enjoy. They're about maybe 10 to 15 minutes, some maybe 20 minutes. And we talk to great artists and great entrepreneurs.
I like peanut butter.
So make sure you guys stay tuned.
On your
Amazing
balls.
Hawaii Comic Con. We can never make anything professional on this show, can we? Like, ever. Anyway, enjoy the Amazing Hawaii Comic Con interviews right here on the NerdWatch podcast. So, aloha and enjoy.
Shut up.
Is it chunky peanut butter?
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the NerdWatch podcast here at Amazing Hawaii Comic Con 2017. I have been up and down Artist Alley the last couple of days with some amazing talents, some amazing people, and some amazing artists. And luckily, I ran into an old friend. he is also a very amazing comic book artist in his own right. He is from the Big Island. He does make an appearance once in a while on the NerdWatch podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, DJ Cavicane is in the house, the creator, author, artist of Exilion. We're glad you're on here, DJ. What's going on, sir?
What's up, NerdWatch? I'm good.
Hey, man. We've done an interview with you before, but it's nice to have you back on the show.
Yeah, good to be back on the show. Always good to be hanging out with the nerds from Maui.
Yeah,
Maui boys. Yeah, Maui boys. Yeah.
So, DJ, you're here promoting your book. You and I were on a couple panels together, which was a lot of fun. This year, are we still pushing Exilion? Got new projects? What's going on?
Still pushing Exilion. I got issue 4 right now coming out. I also got Brothers Battle, written by Josh Faye. I got some Island Tales that's going to run out pretty soon. So I shouldn't have even said that. But yeah, and I'm still pushing Exilion. Exilion is not going to end. I'm going to keep going.
Keep going with that?
Yeah, keep going.
Now, DJ, what is the Island Tales that you have available? What's that?
Island Tales, I have Kahalo Puna, the Rainbow Maiden of... What's that school? The Rainbow Maiden of Manoa, and then okay. I got the Battle of the Owls.
Oh, okay. Fantastic, fantastic. So, Exilion number 4, is that in the books yet? When are we going to see that?
I got it right here.
You got
here.
It right there, so I want
to
see
in fact,
it.
I just gave some to, I just sold some to Alika, and he'll have it at Maui
Comics.
Maui Comics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's what you do. You make comic books.
Yeah. I do?
Yeah, that's what I'm pretty sure you do.
And he sells it.
Yeah, he sells them. It's amazing. Issue number 4, give everybody a little taste of where we're at right now in the Exilion storyline.
Okay, so if you're keeping up with the story in issue 4, so let me open it up because I totally forget. No, like in 3 we kind of flash back to like Voldor and Seance and like how they came to get into the whole mix of the story with the Night and Hawk. In 4 we flash back. We come current into the battle with the Night and Hawk and the Orcs, but we also kind of delve into Ambrose's little story, and his friends. Ambrose is going to be playing a little bit bigger role as the series goes on, and we kind of get a little what's the word, like a little of his character comes out,
right?
And so you get to see a little bit of that, and then you also get to see some pretty awesome battle stuff like that I've been hinting on from the beginning, and then yeah. Oh, and also Bran finally gets the sword. There's four swords in Exilion, like four major powerful swords, and they find out that you find out in 3 that Voldor has the first, and you find out in issue 4 that Bran has the fourth and the final sword, and so you get to see that in action in issue 4.
Now, Exilion, for those that don't know, is kind of a sword and sorcery knights, and essentially a very much a knight's tale, as it were.
Right,
kind of
right,
in that,
right.
In that,
yeah, there's a lot of like swords and sorcery knights and orcs, and kind of if you like Lord of the Rings or Warcraft or you know, the medieval fantasy kind of stuff, you should pick this up. This is for that crowd. I grew up reading like Dragonlance, and I used to sit in the room while my friends used to play Dungeons and Dragons, and I used to draw all the characters for them. They used to make up all these weird characters, and I never played it, but I used to draw all the characters for them that they would create, and I just had fun doing that, and so I kind of fell in love with the whole fantasy genre. So if you like D&D, if you like, you know, that role-playing game, or maybe like Magic,
Magic the Gathering, the card game.
Yeah, the card game. You should check this out. And plus, my style, my art style is like a lot like the 90s comics, Jim Lee's and the, you know, the Mark Silvestri's. That those are my influences. So I kind of merged those two worlds together, and I put it into my book.
Now, as far as Exilion goes, is that your only project on the table right now? Or?
No, right now.
What else you got going on?
Right now I got Exilion 5. I'm writing a story for... I just finished writing a story for Island Tales that I'm going to pencil and ink. That one is called Fury of the Fish God. And that actually, that legend takes place in Hanamaui. So
fantastic.
Yeah, the Maori listeners should be... be excited about that one.
Now, this year at Amazing Hawaii Comic Con, you actually shared a table. Would you care to share who you shared your table with this week or this weekend?
The Hawaiian salted cracker. Todd Bernardi.
Todd Bernardi, the very the one and only, the famous Todd Bernardi of Kukui Project.
I'm going to cry this then.
You also, by the way, you have very close ties to the Nerd Watch, not just because of Todd, of course, but because you're also collaborating. I know you can't talk about it too much, but
we can talk about it.
you're collaborating with our a good friend of ours, a guy who's on the show, Format, and you guys are collaborating on some work. Give us a little detail on what's happening.
That's in the Exilion universe again. So I tapped Format to write some backup stories for some of the characters. And right now he's working on two stories. A backup story for Novanya, the Shadowfawn, and Voldor, the Valiant. And so good, man. His writing is so good. I don't know, like, that one, I'm going to have to see how it comes out, because his writing is so good. If I turn his writing into a comic book, that might dilute his writing. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay.
Because his words it flows so nicely that I might do something different.
Right.
So I don't know. We're gonna have to see how that comes out. But he's almost finished. The first one is the Novanya story, and that one is called The Fawn and the Pirate. And he's pretty close to finishing that one. So we're gonna have to see how we go about that one. But I just knew I wanted to be involved with him because I knew that he would. Like his style of writing and the way he thinks is perfect. It blends perfectly for my world when I created Exilion. So, and I kind of created it so that I could branch out and meet new writers and meet new creative people and kind of pull them in, and so I could kind of build this world not just on my own, just with some new blood, new
right.
talent.
So Format essentially is he's expanding your Exilion
right.
universe.
Right.
Got it.
He's doing awesome at it. Like,
right. Because you
got
to stay focused with Exilion right. and that main storyline. So it's nice to get. So now you're building that world in which you can expand on
right.
afterwards. Say when you're done with this story,
right.
you're building this huge world which you can just pick and choose from, which is really
right.
cool. So that's awesome. So now, I hope that those you saying his writing is so good. I hope it's inspiring your art. I'm
yeah, it is. It totally is. In fact, it's kind of throwing me off because I'm trying to write this past maybe 2 weeks. I was trying to write the Island Tale story, but my
yeah.
But every night I'll read a little bit of what he changes on the script.
Sure.
And it just. Becomes this thing, and it's always in the back of my mind, or sometimes it's like the only thing on my mind, and I'm supposed to be like focusing on this script, you know what I mean? And so like sometimes I gotta stop from writing and just I gotta like draw something that the script inspired, you know, like that his writing inspired, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then once I get that out, no, okay, I got that out of my system, now I can go back and write the things that I'm supposed to write, the stuff that I'm getting paid to write, you know what I mean?
Right. Now, since you're at Amazing Hawaiian Comic Con, this you get your book out, you get people to notice your book. How are you making out here this year? Doing okay?
Yeah. I sold out of issue 3. Issues 1 is almost gone, and yeah, we did good. I thought it wasn't as good as it is, but now that I'm looking at the books, it's like, oh yeah, I actually did pretty good. Me and Todd was just crying about not having a lot of sales yesterday.
nice. Well, like I was saying, I said this at a panel, the one that you guys weren't at. Like, you guys really put your blood, sweat, and tears on every single page of this. You're doing everything yourself. So supporting local comics wherever you are, if it's in Hawaii or if it's in Vegas or wherever you are.
Yeah, I do mailouts. I do mailouts to because Facebook connects everybody. So I did mailouts to like. Whole bunch of people all over the United States, which is, you know, it's easy to do. You can just message me. If you friend me on Facebook, just follow the Exilion page, Exillion. You can message me, and I do mailouts. I do mailouts all the time.
Oh, fantastic. Todd Bernardi, you're not unfamiliar with the Nerdwatch podcast. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Well,
glad to be here.
Yeah. Todd, you're also here. You're sitting next to DJ Cavicani, Mr. Big Island himself.
Yeah.
How's things going with you?
Fantastic.
Fantastic. Well, how's everything with it? If anybody that doesn't know Todd Bernardi is a comic book artist in his own right. Kukui Project, Disco Thunder, Groovebone, and of course other works of amazing comic book art and writing. So how did you do this year, Mr. Bernardi? I know you're going to talk about it on Tuesday, but give us, or on our next podcast, but give us a little preview. How did everything go this year?
Oh, really good. Yeah, it was really good.
Was it good?
Yeah.
So, by the way, we were on the show and we were talking about Honolulu Comic Con. Excuse me. Honolulu Comic Con. Since we're still here. How was the turnout here as opposed to that?
It was... It's not fair to. It's not really fair to compare the two.
No, it's not, is it?
No.
Oh, okay. I was just checking. But you will inform us a little more come Tuesday when we do the show.
Yeah. I've got a. Yeah, you can expect a full report.
Fantastic. I appreciate that very much. And of course, you're doing a. You're rushing me off because I know you have a commission to do. So I'll let you do what you got to do, DJ.
Yes,
sir. Anything else we should be on the lookout for? Where we can find you?
I'm coming to Maui.
Yes.
I'm coming to Maui.
Yeah,
catch me in Maui, Maui people. If not, catch me online or I don't know. Rose City. If you guys are familiar with the cons in the mainland, me and hopefully Todd will be in Portland, Oregon doing Rose City Comic Con in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks, fantastic. And where can we find you on social media yet again so we can get your comic book?
Exilion. I have a page, Exilion, Exillion.
Man.
And just like the page and boom.
Fantastic. So that's October 28th and 29th. You can check out DJ. He's going to be at the Maui Comic Con Volume 2, which you do not want to miss, okay? So, DJ, thanks for being a part of the show, my friend.
No problem. Thanks for having me on the show.
I can't wait to have you back in Maui so we can do the podcast.
Yes.
All right, guys, we're out of time. So until next time, peace out, much love, and most surely always stay nerdy. And until that time. Okay.